Live from NPR News, I'm Noor Rahm. The Arizona Republican Party has chastised three of the state's most familiar GOP figures, including the governor, a former U.S. senator, and the widow of one. Matthew Casey of member station KJZZ reports.
The Arizona GOP censured Cindy McCain because she endorsed Joe Biden for president. The same went for former Senator Jeff Flake. Governor Doug Ducey was admonished for pandemic restrictions on people and businesses. Matthew Benson was a senior aide to the former Republican governor before Ducey.
This remains the Arizona Trump Party. And this is going to keep the party from moving forward.
The state Republican Party has also reelected staunch Trump supporter Kelly Ward as chairwoman. For NPR News, I'm Matthew Casey in Phoenix.
In Oregon, some medically vulnerable inmates have asked a federal judge to grant them immediate access to COVID-19 vaccines. As Oregon Public Broadcasting's Conrad Wilson reports, the largest active outbreaks of the virus in the state are in prisons.
Attorneys for the inmates filed a motion for a temporary restraining order that could force the state to vaccinate inmates immediately. In their motion, the Oregon inmates say the state has the vaccines but lacks the will to give them to all those in custody. They say it's the definition of deliberate indifference. For months, the virus has touched every aspect of prison life, where social distancing is nearly impossible. More than 3,000 inmates have tested positive for the disease, while at least 38 have died. More than 40% of those deaths have been this month. Last week, the Oregon Department of Corrections vaccinated more than 1,300 inmates, though it was the result of a miscommunication rather than an official policy. For NPR News, I'm Conrad Wilson in Portland.
Federal prosecutors have charged three foreign nationals with conspiring to steal U.S. government records and defraud an American government refugee program. NPR's Ryan Lucas reports.
The defendants face charges of conspiracy, fraud, money laundering, and theft of U.S. government records. Two of the defendants, a Jordanian man and a Russian woman, worked for the U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services at the American embassies in their respective countries. According to the indictment, they conspired with a third man, an Iraqi national, to steal information from a U.S. government refugee processing system. Prosecutors say they would then use this stolen information to defraud the refugee admissions program. Two of the defendants are in custody. The third, the Russian woman, remains at large. Ryan Lucas, NPR News, Washington.
The U.S. is reaffirming support for Taiwan after China sends several warplanes near the island in an apparent display of force. China claims Taiwan as its own. The U.S. State Department issued a statement urging Beijing seizes pressure in Taiwan and said Washington will continue to deepen ties with Taiwan. This is NPR News. Demonstrations were held across Russia today demanding that Alexei Navalny be released. The opposition leader had been taken into custody last Sunday when he returned to Russia from Germany, where he had been recovering from nerve gas poisoning that he blames on the Kremlin. Police forcibly broke up some of the rallies and arrested more than 3,000 people. Peabody Award-winning broadcaster Larry King died today in Los Angeles. While no cause of death was given, he had recently been hospitalized with COVID-19. King was 87. Jeff London reports.
The Brooklyn-born King said he was always curious, even as a kid.
When we would go to Dodger games, all my friends wanted autographs at the end of the game. I never asked for an autograph. But I would walk with the players as they're going to their cars, asking questions. Why'd you bunt? Why'd they do this in the third inning? My curiosity is still insatiable.
King parlayed that curiosity into an over six-decade career, interviewing politicians, celebrities, and ordinary people. First on the radio, then on CNN for 25 years, finally on streaming video on Hulu, and most controversially, RT, Russian television. For NPR News, I'm Jeff London in New York.
The FBI is investigating an explosion at a Los Angeles area church early this morning. No injuries were reported. The First Works Baptist Church had opposed same-sex relationship. The Southern Poverty Law Center called it a hate group. I'm Noor Rahm, NPR News.